Joining us now is the special guest we have been telling you about all morning, and we're very excited to have him here in the studio. He's king of the kids. If you have youngsters, you'll be very familiar with the fabulous television show on the ABC, Giggle and Hoot, and Hoot Bell too now too. You've got can we say a very good morning to Jimmy Giggle? He's
hello.
Here.
Hello, thanks for having me.
It's great, mate. How good to have someone in the flesh.
How long has your show been going? How long have you been on the ABC?
6 years this year.
6 years.
I know, yeah. All those years ago, Giggle and Hoot was born.
So that's two cycles of toddlers now, is it?
I think so. I think there are some kids who have just grown up and are 6 years old now who have known Jimmy Giggle and Hoot from the get-go. Yeah,
and so
it's kind of strange.
What's the recognition factor like for you when you're out on the street? Because you don't... Do you dress like that all the time?
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, I know it's radio, but I've got a bit of a beard happening at the moment, so I haven't worked for, we've finished shooting for the year. So, but if I'm out in my pyjamas, then yeah, sure, everyone's flocks around me. But it's mainly the parents who spot me. They go, I know that face. So you look like that guy from that show. I'm like, well, it is, it is me.
Well, Jimmy, I don't want to lower the tone, and I'm often accused of being the one to do that, but... You say you get around in your pyjamas and you're clean shaven. I've heard you're just as popular, if not more popular, with the mums as well as the kids. I've just heard that.
You can't ask me that.
Well, Ange maybe can make a judgment call on that.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. They've all always looked on him with a fond eye, shall we say. What I'm loving, you've got a new album out. It's called Jimmy Giggle's Christmas Party, and it's got some pretty exciting things on it. One of which is this. Have a little listen.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
Now that's not Hoot singing with you there. Who's that?
No, that's Tina Arena.
Oh my God.
I know, yeah. So we had, when we got the green light to go ahead with Jimmy Giggle's Christmas Party, the album, we thought, who's going to be on it? Who's going to sing some duets with Jimmy Giggle? And look, Tina and I share the same management, so she was an obvious one to try and get on the album, and she was just by chance in the country at the right time. And yeah, look, I'd met a lot of the people on the album over the years. They might have come to a Giggle and Hoot show or met them somewhere, and most of them have kids, and like David Campbell and Justine Clark, obviously she's got kids and does kid stuff, and who else we got on there? Kate Miller-Heidke's on there, sings a tune, and it was really fun, and Deb Mailman and Fifi Box even jumped on there too.
Wow, there's some talent there.
Yeah, so it was really fun to just have all my friends come and sing a tune with me.
It's
great.
Kind of funny, just off the top of my head, Tina doing a children's album. Like full circle from the early part of her career on Young Talent Time. I mean,
exactly right.
That's nice. Yeah,
she did her first album, in fact, 40 years ago when she was about
really
seven. It was Tiny Tina and Little Johnny. Remember Johnny Bowles?
Yes.
They did a double album. So you're following in some pretty big good footsteps there, Johnny Bowles' footsteps there, Jimmy.
It would have been negative 12 or something.
Oh,
yes.
Gee, thanks for that.
Yeah. Thanks
for
your help.
I think that'll about wrap that
up. Yeah, that's
up,
it. Yeah. Yeah. No, sorry, guys.
That's
now,
not a giggle.
Not only do you have an album, you have a couple of live shows on this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday. Tomorrow you're at the Concourse at Chatswood, and Sunday you're at the Enmore Legendary Gigs.
Yeah, I know,
legendary.
Right?
Venue. What happens at a Jimmy Giggle show?
Well, we thought we'd bring the album to life. So it's a Christmas party. It's called the same thing, Jimmy Giggle's Christmas Party. And yeah, we just have a Christmas party. It's really good fun. Hoot and Hootabelle will be there too. But it's nice to have a few more humans there as well. Because, a normal Giggle and Hoot show is just Jimmy Giggle, one human and a couple of elves, So we've got Santa arrives and he's got his cheeky elves with him. And and Ali McGregor's along for the ride as well.
Wow.
She sang on the album and we asked her to be a part of this little tour. So she's going to come and sing some tunes with us.
Backstage riders always interest me, the owls.
Yeah, yeah, owl snacks.
But what do they ask for?
Yeah, owl snacks, a couple of bottles of worm-flavoured milkshake.
Sure.
It's brown liquid, but it's not that brown liquid. Yeah, it's worm-flavoured milkshake.
I know for a fact the Enmore can handle any request because they've had them all. So there you go.
It's a long list, and Hoot likes blue things, so anything. anything that's blue, he'll just have the, you know, the M&Ms with just the blue
ones. Just the blue.
Just the blue ones.
Because it's, I think it's Def Leppard insists the brown ones are taken out. But, you know, there we go. Very similar.
While we're on the subject of superstar weirdness, I read somewhere, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you're afraid of umbrellas.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's that time of year when, you know, it starts raining and the umbrellas come out. And,
yeah.
Well, it's... You're afraid of getting poked in the eye by one, but people just disregard the height of other people. You know, there might be a short person walking past with their umbrella at eye level.
Yep.
And you have to do the dodging acts to try and get out of the way. And...
You'd call that brolyphobia, I suppose, wouldn't you?
Do you know, the ones I think poke you in the eye more often are the ones in a glass, a cocktail glass, where they've got the umbrella. That one always gets you
in the eye.
Very
true. Yeah. Late at night.
Speaking from experience.
Yes, probably more, that's more Angela Bishop experience than Jimmy Giggle experience. Because Jimmy, of course, is in his pyjamas hanging out with the owls and doesn't drink. Alcohol. So, Jimmy, tell me though, how did you get into this? How did you become a children's entertainer? And it is such a unique, seriously for a moment, it is such a unique talent because you have to be able to speak to children and it's not easy. Everybody I've spoken to who's ever done play school or any of those sort of things says it's the hardest gig they've ever done, much harder than acting for grown-ups.
Yeah, well, you know, kids are a real honest audience. They'll laugh and scream and be jolly at you if you're doing something right, and otherwise they'll tell you, you know, or they'll fall asleep. I was doing this photo shoot the other day and the photographer brought her daughter along. She was about 7, I think, and, you know, did the pose and put the eyebrow up like Jimmy Giggle does, and she said, lose the eyebrow.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Oh, what? Yeah. You know, it was hilarious. Man. Everyone cracked themselves laughing.
They never did that when I was a kid. We were just nice and quiet. Yeah. And
back
demure.
In the good old days.
What you're just saying reminds me, one of my favourite movie scenes is when Steve Martin has to play the cowboy guy in Parenthood for his kid's Christmas party because the bloke who was going to do it didn't show up or was drunk or something. And that is one of my favourite scenes when Steve Martin has to go in and do the thing for the kids, and they are a tough audience.
Bumbling along.
Beautiful scene.
But yeah, 6 years ago I sent away a DVD and I was actually auditioning for the talent that the ABC was searching for ABC 3. They were launching the channel back in 2009. And just by chance, Giggle and Hoot were auditioning as well, and my DVD somehow got picked out of 5,000, I'm told.
Wow.
And then I got a second audition. So it was this national call. I got a second audition. I went to that, and then they filmed us there, and then that DVD got passed to Giggle and Hoot. So they were auditioning at the same time, and I had no idea what Giggle and Hoot was. And they called me up, and they went, hey, you didn't get that job you went for. Oh, but we'd like to audition you for this other job. Oh, yeah, so... You know, I waved my eyebrows around a bit and I got the job. So.
Did you have previous owl experience that helped you out here?
Yeah. You know, no. Has anyone got an owl experience? I don't know.
No, because I'm never around at night.
Yeah.
I've looked at a lot of paintings by Hieronymus Bosch, which are full of owls.
That's very arty.
That counts.
Sorry, I'm an arts reporter. I hope that's permissible under the circumstances. Just thought I'd, you know, show off a bit there, actually. Owl dropping, yeah. I usually name drop, now I'm owl dropping. There you go.
I wouldn't like to be under an owl dropping. the first gig must have been quite scary.
Oh, yeah, it was. Look, I hadn't had any professional experience before, and thrown in the deep end in the ABC studios with, you know, the lovely crew have been there forever and seen everything. You know, they've been there for play school for 50 years next year or whatever, and all these kid shows, and then they see this fresh new guy, and the puppeteer who did Hoot originally, he was same as well, you know, wide-eyed, bushy-tailed and going, oh, what do we do?
Yeah, but at least he's under
cameras.
A desk.
Yeah, exactly. Roll the cameras. Yeah, you can see the look on my face, petrified look on my face. And it was a bit daunting, and the show has evolved. We were watching some early rushes earlier this year, and, man, they are embarrassing. I hope my audition reel never surfaces either. But, it has evolved, and it's become this sort of, really nice show, which comes naturally now to both of us, which is good.
How long can you keep doing this for? Wiggles have been going for 25 years. And
I don't know. Yeah, I've got 6 under my belt, 19 to go, right?
19 to go. Well, they're also going to be doing an adult gig come January in a pub.
Really?
The original Wiggles. In the skivvies.
Oh,
as the Wiggles, they're doing a grown-up gig in a pub. It's for charity.
Right. Fair enough.
That's cool. My question to you is, do you do musical gigs for grown-ups without your PJs as well, or what goes on?
Yeah, I've done a few things here and there, but mostly Giggling Hoot takes up most of my time. I've done a pantomime, a couple of pantomime that Bonnie Lithgow brings out, and hopefully we'll be doing the one next year that she's bringing out, Cinderella. So that'll be a bit of fun. But other than that, I kind of just it's mostly kid shows. I'd love to do some. We have so many outtakes, which would be great for the parents, I think. So, yeah. That would be funny one day. I don't think it'd ever happen.
Some of the old play school ones that have drifted around the networks over the years have been pretty amazing.
Yeah, now,
pretty raunchy. But you wanted to be a stuntman, I believe, when you were a kid.
Yeah, look, I had this. I don't know why, but I just remember looking at those movies with those car chases and the guys scaling up windows and whatever. And I thought, particularly the cars and motorbikes, I thought that would be awesome.
Well, what about Giggle and Hoot?
Had I ridden a motorbike? No, never.
Giggle and Hoot meets Mad Max.
Perfect.
There's a sequel right there.
Jimmy Giggle is mad, so it's perfect. And Hoot's crazy.
All you need is pajamas made of leather. You have leather pajamas.
Exactly.
Leather jacket. We're getting quite
silly. We could digress here further.
So, Jimmy Giggle, if you would like to see him live on his Christmas party tour dates, it's tomorrow at the concourse at Chatswood. During the day, I'm guessing. We don't get the kids to come out at 10 p.m.
Yeah, yeah, 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. and 1:30.
And 1:30, and then the Enmore Theatre on Sunday, same time?
11 a.m. Yeah,
11 a.m.
Yeah.
Too exciting to see you in the flesh and to see Hoot and Hoota Bell. I just think too exciting for words. And added Ali McGregor. Bonus, hello.
Absolutely.
And if you can't make it to the gigs, you can buy the album and play that back to back on Christmas Day.
Absolutely, that's the way.
Oh, yeah. We've loved having you here, Jimmy Giggle. Thank
thanks,
you
Jimmy.
So much for coming.
My kids are in their 20s, but I'll ask them if they want me to take them.
Yeah, sure.
You never know.
Absolutely.
Bill, they still live at home, and I think that might actually give them quite a good hint if you do take them along to a Jimmy Giggle
show. You should just tell them you're going somewhere else and then just rock up at Jimmy Giggle's Christmas party. Yeah, we're going to see a show, and they will never think it's Jimmy
Giggle's
Christmas
party.
Especially
if you say at the Enmore.
We're going to the Enmore.
And I'll tell my daughter it's a guy in his pyjamas.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Could go anywhere, this.
Oh, brilliant.
Perfect.
Jimmy Giggle, thanks so much for coming in. What a treat.
Oh, thanks for having
me. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too. Hoot hoot.